Certain beloved characters seem to disappear entirely from costume, racks the moment a child grows past a certain height, leaving older kids and adults with no way to dress as a favorite they once loved wearing every year. This pattern reveals something genuinely interesting about how costume popularity is tied to specific age groups. Characters tied to narrow window. Some characters are designed and marketed specifically toward very young audiences, meaning their popularity naturally declines as that same audience grows older and moves toward different interests. Manufacturers respond accordingly, producing costumes almost exclusively in small sizes, because that is where demand concentrates most heavily, year after year. This pattern becomes especially visible with characters tied closely to early childhood entertainment, the kind of programming most children naturally outgrow before turning 8 or 9. Once that transition happens, demand for related costumes drops sharply enough that producing larger sizes rarely makes commercial sense for manufacturers focused on efficient production runs. Why manufacturers follow this pattern? Producing a costume in a full range of sizes requires investment that only makes sense if genuine demand exists across that entire range. When a character's popularity is concentrated almost entirely among younger children, extending production into larger sizes represents a financial risk that many manufacturers simply choose not to take, regardless of how much an older sibling might want to join in as well. This explains why parents shopping for multiple children of different ages, all wanting the same themed costume, sometimes discover that only the youngest child's size is actually available, even for costumes originally worn to something like Book Week costumes celebrations at school.